Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. Missouri industries, especially agriculture, automotive, and aircraft, are expected to feel the impact of China's new tax hikes on some U.S. products. The Asian country is increasing tariffs on some U.S. goods by $50 billion in response to President Trump imposing taxes on foreign steel and aluminum. After addressing the Missouri House today, Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt spoke to the Capitol Press Corps about the issue.
I've been concerned both publicly and in the Oval Office with the president that a trade war always has unanticipated consequences and is harder to get out of than it is to get into.
Missouri Republican Congressman Jason Smith of Salem has praised President Trump's tariff on steel and aluminum, saying it could help Magnitude 7 metals in southeast Missouri with additional projects. Meanwhile, Blunt held a moment of silence today in the State House to observe today's 50th anniversary of the killing of civil rights icon Martin Luther King Jr. Bells are ringing 39 times today across the country. Dr. King's age at the time of his death. A West Central Missouri man has been indicted in a cattle investment fraud scheme. David Lee reports from Clinton.
A man from Clinton has been indicted in a $4.7 million investment fraud scheme in which he defrauded 89 investors who believed they were purchasing cattle for resale at a profit. 42-year-old Cameron Hager was charged in a 9-count indictment returned under seal by a federal grand jury. That indictment was unsealed and made public yesterday upon Hager's arrest and initial court appearance. Hager allegedly induced victims to invest in a cattle fund that was used to purchase herds of cattle to be sold later at a substantial profit, although he never actually purchased or intended to purchase any cattle. David Lee, the Missouri Net, Clinton.
The Missouri Supreme Court heard a case on Tuesday involving the Grain Belt Express, a long-delayed wind energy transmission line that would snake through 8 counties. James Owen with the environmental group Renew Missouri says the project would be a major step forward for renewable energy in Missouri.
We're really hopeful that more renewable energy for places like Columbia, places like Hannibal, places like Kirkwood will ultimately be beneficial to other economic development avenues in the state.
The Supreme Court must determine which of two conflicting appeals court decisions represents the proper procedure to request a certificate to build the transmission line. The chairman of a committee investigating Governor Greitens says he will not delay the findings of the panel's report. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that State Rep. Jay Barnes could release the report next week. The investigation involves allegations that the governor took a sexual photo of his mistress without her permission, blackmailed her with it, and transferred the image. This is Missouri Net News.